I believe we're in that time and we are going to see creation's bondage to decay increasingly liberated as we increasingly rise now into maturity. We're awakening to who we are. We're awakening to the truth. We're coming out of agreement with lies. We're being filled up with truth again. I am Liz Wright. Welcome to Live Your Best Life. The only thing that matters now is living by the power of this wonderful new creation life. We're going to become an undefeatable force of radiating glory, and we are rising up strong now in this hour. Hi, family. Thank you for tuning in for this week's episode of Live Your Best Life with, of course, me, Liz Wright. And I want to share with you guys today an experience that I had really recently last weekend. And just, it's a scripture that I've been obsessed with ever since I've had this experience. And I can feel a shift that's happening in the life of all of us at the moment, the life of the bride, with what Holy Spirit's doing. So I want to extend this invitation, which is essentially as I share the experience, that's what it is. And then I'm going to read the scripture and we'll just see where Holy Spirit takes us. But it's in my heart to not just tell you about what the Lord's been showing me, but actually to help us all engage with Jesus around this subject and you be blasted by Holy Spirit and taken into this new place, this even more awakened state of new creation. Life is filled with glory, which is what I believe the Lord's doing now. So last week, I was in a time of prayer and Jesus came and stood in front of me. And then he said to me, your time of visitation is here. And who? Wow. Wow, I feel his presence. And I, obviously, Jesus is in us by his Spirit, but he reveals himself in different ways to us, comes and visits us, gives us visions and dreams, and, you know, speaks to us in different ways, isn't he? Revealing different aspects of who he is. And I felt that there was a very specific way that the Lord wants to reveal himself at this time and a work that he's doing and what he wants us to believe him for. And so revelation just began to flood into me about some of what the Lord is doing now. It's like the word of God just came alive inside of me again. And then I was speaking at a conference a few days later, and one of the other people that was speaking at the conference had a powerful word from the Lord for me. And I just went out under the power of God. And as I opened my eyes, I saw this huge glory angel standing over me, and communication came from the angel to me. He said, I've been assigned to you, to the ministry, to me and to the ministry. And I knew again, it was like, it was the revelation that was flooding into me was it's the time of the glory of God being revealed through his people, an unveiling of the glory of God, of who we actually are as God's people, containers of his glory. And then I became consumed with Romans 8, which were the verses 18 to 24. So I'm going to read to you because I'm still in those scriptures. And I felt as I was reading it and what had come into me from the Lord, from his Spirit to mine, and with the angel coming, I knew that heaven is mobilized to bring this about in our experience now. This is the Lord's dream. He's getting his dream. His people are being made ready. And it's, even though there's darkness all over the world right now and so much crazy pressure on so many people and so many nations, the Lord is rising inside of us. His glory is going to be visible through us, I believe, at an unprecedented level. Not just one or two, but this is what Holy Spirit's doing. And heaven is mobilized, hence the release of the angel and the angels that are being assigned to us now to go about Father's business directed by Holy Spirit to prepare a mature bride to bring us forth looking like him. Looking like him with his glory unveiled from within the midst of us. So just, I encourage you, to, if you can, just listen to this truth as I read it. Just receive it into your powerful spirit again. You will, because the Lord is on this word right now. This is Paul speaking, obviously, in Romans. I am convinced that any suffering we endure, wow, can feel the Lord speaking that to you right now. Any suffering we endure is less than nothing compared to the magnitude of glory that is about to be unveiled within us. Holy Spirit. So whatever you have ever gone through, whatever you have endured in terms of suffering, it's going to feel like less than nothing compared to the glory, the magnitude, like the Word of God says there, the magnitude of glory that's about to be experienced and unveiled from within each one of us, who we actually are in Christ now, one with Him, is going to be visible, tangible, expressed from our lives. Like the Word of God says in John, it's Jesus speaking to the Father, recorded in John, Father, my glory will be revealed through their surrendered lives. Holy. I mean, that's the key, isn't it? As we're just simply yielding to Him, trusting Him. I mean, we are who we are. We are glory carriers. We are glorified by faith, as the supernatural faith of God dispenses inside of you. As I'm reading the truth, and you know in your spirit supernaturally, this is who I am, and your spirit bears witness to the Word of God, this Word is going to become manifest in your experience, who you are as a glory carrier, who is one now with Christ. You're going to be visible walking in the earth. He is going to be visible walking in the earth through your life. The rest of the scripture says the entire, I just feel to read that whole verse again to you. Just drink in the meaning. Let this truth impact you. I'm convinced that any suffering we endure is less than nothing compared to the magnitude of glory that is about to be unveiled within us, about to be unveiled within you. Light shining out of you, the beauty of holiness, the one who is sovereign shining out of you. The entire universe is standing on tiptoe, yearning to see the unveiling of God's glorious sons and daughters. Wow. I can feel His presence moving. The entire universe is standing on tiptoe right now. And I can see, like in the spirit, the cloud of witnesses. It's like they're peeping over the balcony of heaven and the angels are peering in, watching what's happening. Like we're a university to the angels right now, showing, revealing what the Lord is doing, and they're marveling. And I can feel the cloud of witnesses championing us on, like they've invested collectively into this time as they've served in their time on earth to help the maturing of God's sons and daughters come forth, the fullness of the stature of Christ formed in us. It's happening, family. It's happening now. There is a great unveiling of the glory of God, an unveiling of who we are as the children of God that is happening. As the darkness is rising in the earth, so is the light. So is the brilliance, the magnitude, the splendor, the glory of God rising inside of His people. The authority of God will be felt and experienced as He pours out increasingly His glory, His presence through us, right? Like Jesus said, as we yield, Father, my glory will be revealed through their surrendered lives. Holy surrender, what is that? It means trusting Him. We're just simply trusting the supernatural faith of Jesus dispensing inside of us is coming into agreement with eternal truth. So we're trusting Him. We are agreeing with Him, with who he says we are, who he's revealed himself to be. He's filling us right now with his truth again. So there'll be nothing inside of us other than the word of God, other than truth. Just listen to this. For against its will, the universe itself has to endure the empty futility resulting from the consequences of human sin. But now, with eager expectation, all creation longs for freedom from its slavery to decay and to experience with us the wonderful freedom coming to God's children. Oof. Wow. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, he's just breathing on that. Releasing fresh faith, releasing fresh hope in you right now as you've been freshly convicted of this truth that there is wonderful freedom coming to us. And as it comes to us, so it will come through into creation's experience. Creation is going to be broken free from its bondage to decay as we come free, as we awaken to the reality that we are carriers of glory, and who we are as one with him now is brought forth on display. We, who we are in him, unveiled, right? As I've said before, our divinity in humanity, just like Jesus revealed divinity from within his humanity, and all that Jesus is, as it says in John, is who we are now in the earth. He revealed the Father, so do we. So do we. Christ is unveiled from within the midst of us. There's a fullness coming. There's a fullness coming where everything inside of us is satiated with glory. Everything within us is resting in the truth. We are filled with the seed of the word of God. We speak forth the seed, the truth of the word of God, to bring his will on earth, to see what he wants established on earth, established, framing up the morning, commanding the morning, framing up our future in agreement with his will, with his desire. Like Jesus taught the disciples when they said, how do we pray? And he said, Father, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let your will be done. Let your will be done. And that's the privilege, right, isn't it, of our partnership with him now, one with him, full of his truth, filled with his nature, carrying his glory. We express him through our smile, through our eyes, through our speech, through our hugs. We radiate the glory. We radiate him simply by yielding. His glory is revealed, and this is what Holy Spirit is doing. This is what heaven's investing in, the angels being assigned to, because Jesus is bringing forth his mature bride, his mature sons and daughters who look like him, holy, no longer limping along, trying to trust him in our soul power, but supernaturally empowered to believe, living from that internal seat of rest, because we're truly supernaturally trusting him. We're not gritting our teeth, like I said, and trying to generate faith, belief in him through our how we're feeling, which ends up in burnout, as we know, but actually his faith dispensing through us all the time, us being able to agree with truth all the time, speak truth all the time, manifest the beauty of holiness all the time in all our relationships, in every situation, new creation people, visible, mature sons and daughters who understand truly deep inside of us, know the power and authority that the delegated authority that has been given to us, has been entrusted to us and restored back to us because of what Jesus did at the cross. To be able to steward the earth, you know, the Adamic mandate restored now. This is the time we're in. As we fully awaken, as we fully live in the presence of God on the inside, knowing that we are loved, knowing that we are safe, knowing that we are provided for. We are not under-resourced to carry out the purposes of God in the earth. Holy Spirit, the revealing of God's sons and daughters filled with the glory of God is underway. So the rest of the scripture, now with eager expectation, all creation longs, like I said, for freedom from its slavery to decay and to experience with us the wonderful freedom that is underway now coming to God's children. To this day, we are aware of the universal agony and groaning of creation, as if it were in contractions of labor for childbirth. And it's not just creation. We who have already experienced the first fruits of the Spirit also inwardly groan as we passionately long to experience our full status as God's sons and daughters. Get this last verse, including our physical bodies being transformed. Whoo, wow, wow, holy, wow, including our physical bodies being transformed. For this is the hope of our salvation. It's spirit, soul, body, isn't it? It's all degeneration, all sickness, all decay. It's everything, every part of us is being swallowed up by life. And he's saying now that Paul is saying, and Holy Spirit's breathing through this word, that the full status as God's sons and daughters, including our physical bodies, are being transformed. We are being revealed as glory carriers. We are able to release the living God. These truths can be so familiar for us, can't they? But at the moment, Holy Spirit is breathing again fresh life onto the Word of God, and they're exploding inside of us. There's fresh hope rising, fresh faith rising. And I've literally, since Jesus visited me and the angel came, I feel like I've been birthing this experience in agreement with the Lord, like groaning and exploding with faith, knowing that this is what's happening. There is an unveiling of who we are as carriers of glory that's happening. The great unveiling of the bride is underway, where we look like him, we sound like him. Like I said, like Jesus came and revealed the Father, we now reveal God. That's our privilege, it's our life, it's who we are. So what I wanted to do was to just read some statements about who we are, to give you heart language, to not just hear this, but begin to just engage through agreement. As I give you language that's written from the scriptures, your heart can just look at Jesus within you, Christ within you again, and just speak this truth and come in agreement, and you'll feel yourself shifting out of weariness, out of unbelief, shifting again with fresh faith dispensing inside of you, igniting inside of you, fresh hope rising up inside of you again. You'll feel it, you'll feel your true stature in him beginning to be strengthened and rising and unveiling. So just let this be your heart language right now. Holy. Thank you, Jesus. I am a new creation. I am a new creation. I am alive in Christ Jesus, and completely dead to sin's power over me. Holy. I am born of God, and the evil one cannot touch me. That's a huge one. I can feel Holy Spirit moving there. For a lot of us who've been oppressed by warfare, this is the truth that will set you free. I am born of God, and the evil one cannot touch me. The enemy has no power over you. As you reconnect to the truths that I'm sharing, you reconnect to the truth about who you are, that supernatural faith of Jesus dispensing inside of you, reigniting again inside of you the fact that you are a new creation in Christ. You are not part of the old order of things. You are dearly loved by our Father. You are approved of. You belong. You are enjoyed. You are filled with the glory of God. You are on this planet at this time, appointed by Him, created by Him with divine purpose to reveal who you actually are as a son, as a daughter of God, to reveal who we are as a new creation people filled with the glory of God, able to reveal Him, to release the glory. Whatever expression of life you, the glory of God may flow through from your life. That's who you are. You have all authority in Christ. And born of God, the enemy's under your feet. He has no ability to touch you. He has no ability to overwhelm your life. Nothing that he plans to do can remain. You have full authority over him in Jesus. I am God's own masterpiece. Let those words sink deeply into your heart. Let this truth just express out of you, be digested by you, be nourished on this truth. Holy Spirit will reconnect you into this experience as your heart comes in agreement that you are His masterpiece. Wow. Holy, holy, holy. I am God's own masterpiece, created anew in Christ Jesus, and for wonderful works He designed long ago. You are here with divine purpose. Don't ever forget that. If you felt overwhelmed by your life circumstances, oppressed by the enemy, the Lord is bringing the truth to your spirit again right now, flooding you with truth, raising up a standard against the attack of darkness by liberating you with truth. That you would know your value. You would know your authority. You'd know all over again who you are, the time that we're in. Something of what Jesus is doing, it is bringing about the mature expression of his people to radiate him, to co-reign with him. Wow. I radiate Christ, revealing divine nature as one with him. I live in union with him, and fruitfulness streams from my life. I am an heir of God and co-heir with Christ, sharing in his inheritance. Think about that for a moment. Think about the truth that you've actually inherited God. He's come to dwell within you. You are the home of God, the temple of the Holy Spirit, right? So important to just revisit these foundational truths, to freshly experience this as our reality daily, actually, embracing the glorious Christ within as our new life, living in union with Him daily. Everything that is His is now ours also. As we co-inherit with Christ his inheritance. What's his inheritance? It's all things, right? Everything that he is, everything that he has is now ours in him. I am a life-giving, eternal spirit. Wow, that's who you are. Here to release supernatural life, You are a life-giving spirit, no matter how you feel, right? No matter how we feel temporarily in response to life's circumstances coming at us, when we settle back on the inside into reconnection with our union, like reconnecting our awareness to the union that's already the center of our life, resting into Him, becoming aware again of His presence enveloping us, His supernatural faith dispensing through us, His glory, the holiness and the beauty of who He is, clothing us on the inside, present within us as our true life, cascading out of the doorway of our spirit through our soul, through our body, out into our life, into our relationships, as life, right? Like Jesus says in John 10:10, I came to give you life and life in abundance. Zoe life, the same life that God is. He came essentially to give us Himself, right? So when we rest into that and become aware again, we're able to, out of the doorway of our spirit, the doorway of our life, we reveal Him. We reveal Him. We sit in Him, and the river of His presence flows out of us as glory, as life. So we're functioning in our authentic design as life-giving spirits to release life everywhere we go, where there's death, degeneration, sickness, decay, hopelessness, despair, where darkness is prevailing, we come in and we release life, light, energy, supernatural energy, power, transformation, redemption, all that He is, all that He does, as the Creator touches the natural and transforms it. Thank you, Jesus. I am overflowing with all the fullness of God Himself. Holy. All the fullness of God Himself. And as faith is igniting on the inside of us, on the inside of you again, so you are listening to me reading from Romans 8, and your spirit's bearing witness on the inside, life is pouring out, pouring through us. We're witnessing to the truth. His word is taking on form in our life, getting expression through us, right? The transformational power of the word of God is moving, is active inside of us. And it's who we are. Glory carriers, this fullness of the stature of Christ forming in us. And then creation responding to the freedom that we're now walking in, the glory that's streaming out of us, the life that's coming out of us as life-giving spirits. This is governance, right? This is what happens when the Creator touches everything that needs to be transformed, healed, every heart, every body, every life. This is what's happening. That I believe we're in that time, and we are going to see creation's bondage to decay increasingly liberated as we increasingly rise now into maturity. We're awakening to who we are. We're awakening to the truth. We're coming out of agreement with lies. We're being filled up with truth again. And the angels are working with us. The cloud of witnesses are championing us on. They're engaging with us. There's such an anticipation and expectation from heaven at this time. It's like there's an excitement. I can feel it and see it in the spirit. There's an excitement about the time we're in. The light is rising. The glory of God is rising in the midst of His people to shine and bathe the nations, bathe every life in light, in love, in truth, to break everything free from its bondage to decay. Just a couple more in finishing. I am overflowing with all the fullness of God Himself, His faith and life dispensing through me. I am one able to experience His love cascading into me from Holy Spirit who lives in me. I am spirit filled. I am spirit led. As one with Christ, I can now command the morning. framing up my day, bringing heaven on earth, to see all things restored and his will done. I am filled with the one to whom nothing is impossible. Sickness must bow, bondage must bow, the enemy's influence in my life must bow. The glory is revealed through my surrendered life. Whew, Holy Spirit, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for what you are doing in my brother or my sister's life right now. Thank you for the time we're in. Thank you for the angelic visitations. Thank you for visitations from the cloud of witnesses. Thank you for awakening us. Thank you for flooding us with truth about what you're doing. And we agree. We say, fill us with truth. Flood us with truth. Flood us so that we are fully awake, fully aligned, fully aware, glorified by faith. Trusting you for this great unveiling that's underway. I thank you for the privilege, Jesus, that we are ones walking in the earth right now, predestined to be here to reveal what it looks like to creation as we come forth as mature, filled with glory. Your dream on display, Jesus. Your dream. The privilege of being able to co-reign with you at this time, walking in unprecedented levels of purity, holiness, love, power, and authority to reveal you. Just like you reveal the Father, Jesus, thank you that we now also reveal you. Amen. Amen. Wow. Holy. Just stay with him if you can. Just listen to these truths that I've shared over and over. Let it get into your powerful spirit. You are going to have experiences with the Lord. I think beyond anything that any of us have known, as we go forward into the days ahead, the light is shining and it will ultimately eradicate the darkness. He will take the four corners of the earth, like it says in Job, and shake the evil off it. To union with us, because we have delegated authority here and we are awakening and maturing and shining, rising and shining because our light has come. Amen. I look forward to seeing you again next week. Have the most incredible week with Jesus. God bless.
2 years ago, Jesus spoke to me and he said, if I would create a space for him, he would come. And so I did. And what he has done in the last 2 years is absolutely incredible. He birthed what is now known as the International Mentoring Community. Every week, myself, along with other international guest speakers, come on live and they pour in God's love and revelation straight from their heart, from their own relationship with Jesus into you. There is an activation anointing on my life. And so every single week, as we come together at the feet of Jesus, I have an environment in which I can impart this anointing onto you. This is a supernatural mentoring community, and I do not want anyone to miss out. He is healing us. He's setting us free. He never, ever misses a week with us. His presence is so strong among us. He wants to do the same for you. He wants to heal you. He wants to set you free. He wants to take you into deeper experiences with him than you thought was even possible. We are gathering at the feet of Jesus by his personal invitation. So I want to personally invite you now to come and join us and sit at his feet with us.